The sea has its pearls, heaven has its stars, my heart has its love. This is Dr. Herbert L. Bailey, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. The sea has its pearls, heaven has its stars, my heart has its love. Yes, the pearls of the sea are quite lovely. They're sort of a desirable thing. They make beautiful pearl chains and so forth. They have no intrinsic value. They have no extrinsic value. They have only the value that we place on them. We can find a pearl that is brought to us and we think it has great value. And then a little child comes to us and has a little stone it found on the beach. And it said, "Mommy, this is for you. This is for you." And all of a sudden, all the pearls in the world, all the great things of value in the world, all the stars in the heavens, and all the love of our heart is all bundled up into that one little stone given to us by the loving, open heart of our child. Yes, the sea has its pearls, heaven has its stars, my heart has its love. But the greatest of all of these is when we have presented to us in such glorious hands, in such a glorious receptacle as the hands and the heart of a child. For when the child gives the stone that it has selected just for you, it gives that stone without any expectation of return. It gives that stone without even expecting us to say thank you. It gives us that stone, which is, say, a beam, a ray, a light from its own heart shining into ours. We can have all the glorious and all the wealthy things of the world. We can have all the wondrous things that sparkle our mind. Beautiful cars, beautiful houses, beautiful experiences. But none is so experienced, none is so lovely, none is so fabulous as unconditional love being shared in the form of an object like a stone that a child finds on the beach and picks it up and says, "This is for my mommy. This is my heart bubbling over with joy." It doesn't say these things knowingly, but these are the things that go on within its heart, go on within its choice. Why did it choose something from the beach just for its mommy? Why did it pick up something and say, "Hey, mommy likes this, I know that." And whether mommy likes it or not doesn't really matter. The child has already received the great gift of finding and instantly giving it away. Not saying, "These are my stones, these are my treasures, these are things that I have found," but giving it away. Giving it away with such abandon to its world. You see, the mother is in the child's world. The father's in the child's world, the brothers and sisters. In fact, everything that the child looks upon is in its world, just as it is for us. But the child hasn't yet lost sight of that reality. The child hasn't yet lost sight of that awareness that within its world, all these things dwell in the most treasured, the most hallowed, the most joyous, and the most wonderful place in the world, in its heart. For that child will hold that stone in its heart forever. It will remember that it gave that stone to its mommy in its heart, and that its mommy and itself have that stone as a treasure between them. Now, Mommy's crying one day. She has heavy things on her heart. And her precious angel comes in and says, Mommy, here, let me have one of your tears. I want to take it into my heart and fill it with love. Can I have one of your tears, Mommy? Can I have one of your tears to share? And the mother instantly, as though a magic wand were brought across her countenance, instantly she comes into a sparkle of life, and all of the things that bothered her momently before are gone. They are of no account, for the only account is that she has just experienced a treasured moment, a moment so precious, a moment so precious that no hurt in her heart, no unhappiness in her life, no hurt in her body, no problem that she faces is of any consequence any longer. The only consequence is the unconditional love of her child, the unconditional love that she was privileged to share, the unconditional love that she is was brought to the surface by the tenderness, by the gentleness, by the naturalness of her child, seeking to say, Mommy, I love you. Oh yes, the sea has its pearls. Heaven has its stars. My heart has its love. And so it is. I love you. I love you. I love you.